From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. Aurora and Newmarket residents are starting to receive new wheeled blue recycling bins this week as part of Ontario's transition to a producer-led recycling program. The new bins, delivered by GFL on behalf of Circular Materials, must be used starting December 31st, but residents are responsible for reusing or disposing their old blue bins. Some locals and community groups have raised concerns about the lack of a plan to recycle the old bins and the challenges of storing the larger carts. York Regional Police are asking for the public's help to find Shane, a vulnerable missing 36-year-old man from Newmarket. He was last seen around 9:45 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd, near Davis Drive and Roxborough Road, walking east on Davis. He's described as 5'10", with a thin build, brown hair buzzed on the sides, a beard, and was wearing a black hoodie, black jogging pants, and black shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. Small business groups say the 2025 federal budget largely re-announced previous measures and missed opportunities for meaningful tax relief. While some provisions, like accelerated capital cost allowances and an increased capital gains exemption, offer modest support, many programs exclude small firms or have been canceled. The Canadian Federation of Independent Business warns that ongoing deficits and limited new measures leave the confidence for small businesses low amid such economic uncertainty. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.